after an extended acquisition and negotiating process, during which three potential bidders dropped out or were eliminated, the Pentagon was left with three final offers prior to Wednesday's award. Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, says all three were very viable and very competitive, but that the Leidos bid represented a clear best value to the government. And Kendall says DoD is getting a better price than officials initially expected. Early estimates were that a new commercial EHR would cost $11 billion over its 18-year life cycle. Officials now believe they will pay less than $9 billion when all is said and done.
Competition has worked for us, and we're very happy with the result we've gotten. About a third of the effort is fixed price, and the other two-thirds are cost-plus. But we think we've got a strong handle on those cost-plus costs, as well as obviously the fixed price portion being locked in.
Defense officials said they sought to minimize the potential for unexpected costs by insisting that all bids include the price for all system upgrades in the future, along with the ability to open the contractor's commercial system to integrate new IT modules as they become available or when DoD identifies a new mission need in its healthcare facilities. Fully one quarter of the funds the Pentagon is obligating are for ancillary services like training and IT support. Chris Miller, the program executive officer in charge of the EHR procurement, says the contract will also include strict requirements for government ownership of data rights.
When we talk about taking our time to make sure we do this right, those kinds of issues are exactly the kind of things that we wanted to make sure we captured correctly contractually. And so, for example, we own 100% of the data. People cannot charge us to share our data. Those kinds of issues that you're seeing today that the commercial marketplace is struggling with, we have thought through and have dealt with. But it's why it takes a little bit more time, because there's a lot of nuance here and a lot of things that, you know, our smart legal team and our contracting team have to work through. But we've also thought about our data rights. And so we know that if we get locked in or we have to make a change, we know that besides our patient data, we also have all the data rights that deal with the training and the configuration and all the stuff that would take to be able to move from one vendor to another vendor. We have that as well. So we are positioned so that that we don't pick beta in the VHS war.
Pentagon officials will meet with the losing bidders in the coming days to explain their rationale for awarding the contract to their competitor. Kendall says he's hopeful that they will refrain from formally protesting the award after having heard DoD's case, but that the department is also confident it would prevail if any protest were filed. Next, the department plans to begin fielding the system on an initial operating capability basis at 8 sites in the Pacific Northwest, but that initial fielding will not even begin until late in 2016. Besides training DoD's huge medical workforce to use a big new health IT system, the military services will also have to find ways to manage the new EHR alongside a collection of more than 50 legacy systems until the older IT can be fully phased out.
And each one of those systems has basically a transition plan that we will coordinate depending on how that individual system has been coordinated. But let me just stress, all that data is going to be retained. We are going to make sure we protect that data. We know that we have a responsibility for making that data available, both for clinical care as well as for benefits and other uses in the future. And so those systems are going to be around, and they will go through a orderly transition. And that right now is being figured out based on, obviously, the vendor selection.
The department first made the decision to buy a commercial health record in the summer of 2013. After several years of effort to create a shared health record with the Department of Veterans Affairs fizzled out, to the frustration of then-incoming Secretary Chuck Hagel. Kendall said the selection of a commercial product ensures the department will keep pace with modern technology while also giving its healthcare system the ability to influence the broader health IT market. But officials bristle at the suggestion that operating a separate healthcare record systems from VA will make their patient data less interoperable. Kendall said Thursday that the actual EHR and the ability to share data are, in many ways, completely separate issues.
There is not a big interoperability problem with the VA and DoD today. We're about to certify to the Congress that we are interoperable with the VA. We've been working that very hard over the last 2 years. I think it's a big misconception out there that this new healthcare system that we're buying is about interoperability. That's one of the things we want to preserve and enhance, but we are interoperable with the VA today. The electronic sending of healthcare data to the VA is not a major contributor to the backlog that VA has. It is not a barrier to our people reserving healthcare. We want to hang on to what we've gained, and we want to enhance that as we go forward. Interoperability is always about degrees, and you can always get a bit better at it. Many healthcare providers in the commercial world still use paper. That paper comes in. Right now we have to scan it and send it over as scanned PDF documents. We'd like to have a better way to do that.
Pentagon officials said they also made the ability to exchange patient data with private sector providers a key factor in the procurement. That capability is vital, they say, because more than 60% of DOD's patient care is actually performed by private providers through the department's TRICARE contracts. Miller says in the next round of TRICARE contracts, due for award sometime in the next 2 years, the department intends to explicitly require providers to use common data standards set by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT.
The interoperability requires a steadfast commitment and a continuous improvement. Interoperability is not something you just go buy one day and you got it. It's actually something that we have to continue to aggressively pursue and look for opportunities and so to improve it. And so as part of this acquisition, what you are going to see, and I think will benefit the VA especially, is there are things today that are still done in largely a paper format. These include our dental records and our accessions physicals. Those will become electronic, and those are just examples of where we are continually to look for ways to build upon the interoperability that we already have with the VA. This is just a first step. But this is a unique opportunity for the DOD and our military health system. We really do have a great opportunity here to save money, to save time, and most importantly, save lives. We understand that we have a lot of work to do, but we're excited. This is obviously a good day from an acquisition perspective, but as Secretary Kendall said, we have a lot of hard work ahead of us.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.